Welcome to this demonstration of Notifications Center in Yosemite. And of course, Yosemite being OS 10 10.10. And in this demo, I want to familiarize you with the new layout of the Notifications Center in OS 10 10.10. Remembering that in Mavericks, the previous version of OS 10, that was 10.9, the Notifications Center just had the Notifications Center plus the notification preferences. Well, now in the new notification center, as with iOS 8, you have both a today view and a notifications view. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at the desktop on my Mac. To get to the notifications center, we need to get to the extras menu, and of course using the VoiceOver command VOM for Mary twice. So hold in the VO keys, control and option, and press M twice.
Menu extras, Dropbox 2.10.41, up to date, menu extra.
I'm going to jump to the end of the extras menu with Shift VO end. And of course, in reality, I'm really pressing Shift FN, control option right arrow, because the FN key has turned the right arrow into my end key. So Shift VO end or Shift control option end.
Notification center menu extra.
There's notification center, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Notification center, notification table window, system dialog.
Okay, now if we want to just double check where our VoiceOver cursor is, I'm going to do VO F3 or control option F3.
Today, selected radio button, one of two.
Okay, so the today view is selected. And of course, if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notifications, radio button, two of two.
That's the notifications radio button. And the notifications that would have been previously in Mavericks. So let me stay in the today view. I'm just going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow now.
Widgets, scroll area.
We've got widgets now. So we can add more functionality to the today view.
Edit button.
And I can edit the widgets, i.e. I can add or remove widgets.
Notification center preferences button.
And there's the notification preferences. And of course, that's where you can either add or remove items actually from the notification center view. And we'll have a look at that in a minute. So let me just go back to widgets. So VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Edit button. Widgets scroll area.
And if I interact with the widgets scroll area.
Interact with widgets scroll area. 10 items, do not disturb widget.
Okay, so I've got the do not disturb widget. And of course that do not disturb widget, I can interact with that widget if I wish with the shift VO down arrow command or shift control option down arrow. Let me just go to the right, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Monday 10th November.
Okay, so this is currently in my widgets.
Today is Ron Hutton's birthday button.
Okay, today is Ron Hutton's birthday.
Cloudy currently. The high will be 22 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 14 degrees. Button.
That's the weather.
The first thing on your calendar today is karate at 3:30 p.m. button.
Okay, that's my calendar view for today. And that's my son's karate lesson at 3:30.
Weather editable widget.
And here's weather, and it's an editable widget that I can again interact with.
Social editable widget.
Sociable, again, it's an editable widget.
World clock widget.
World clock widget.
Your calendar looks clear in the morning. There are 3 events scheduled, and the first one starts at 1:00 p.m. button.
That's my calendar view again for today.
Text link, weather, information provided by the Weather Channel, LLC.
It's a link for the Weather Channel. So let me just share a couple of these widgets. I'm going to do VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Your calendar looks clear. World clock, social editable widget.
Now here's the social widget. Now previously in Mavericks, we had an item in Notification Center where you had link, messages, Twitter, Facebook. Well, those items are now in this particular widget, which is called the social widget. So I'm going to interact with the widget. So Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with social editable widget. 4 items, LinkedIn button.
Okay, it's got 4 items. And the first one is LinkedIn.
Facebook button.
Facebook, of course I'm doing VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Twitter button.
Twitter.
Messages button.
And there's messages button, of course, one more.
Messages button.
And I can't go any further. So if I wanted to access Twitter, for example.
Twitter button.
VA spacebar, control and spacebar.
Press Twitter button. Edit text.
And I can type in just testing tweeting from the social widget in Yosemite using VoiceOver. So I read that back to myself and just do via up arrow.
Twitter.
Now via down arrow.
Edit text insertion that end of text. Just testing tweeting from the social widget in Yosemite using VoiceOver.
Okay. So if I do VO right arrow.
Cancel button. Post button.
I can post that.
Press post dimmed button.
I think I just like to do tweeting from notification center as I did in Mavericks. As in Yosemite, I just like that tweeting sound. Okay, so I'm still in the social widget. So if I do VO F3 or Control Option F3.
LinkedIn button is in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, so focus has moved back to the first item in the social widget. I'm going to uninteract with the widget. So Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with social editable widget.
And let's choose another widget. I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Weather editable widget.
Okay, there's the weather, so interact with the weather widget.
Interact with weather editable widget. 34 items, 17 degrees.
Okay, now I'm just going to make sure I'm at the top of the window.
1:19 p.m.
Okay, and now I'm going to read to the right. VR right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Location image, cloudy image, 21 degrees. Nearer. 1:19 p.m. Cloudy image, 17 degrees. Brisbane water. 1:19 p.m.
Okay, and as you can tell, I've got different items that I'm now moving on to away from my current location in Narara on the Central Coast. And of course, you can read the whole widget, etc., etc. So let me uninteract with that. Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control from up arrow.
Stop interacting with weather editable widget.
And I don't want to access any more widgets for the moment. So let me do Shift VO up arrow again, Shift Control from up arrow.
Stop interacting with widgets scroll area.
And let's say, for example, I want to actually modify what widgets are being displayed, or I want to add a few more. If I come down to edit, so VO right arrow, Control from right arrow.
Edit button.
And choose edit now.
Press edit button. Notification table window, system dialog. Today, selected radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, so if I do VO right arrow, Control from right arrow.
Notifications, radio button, 2 of 2. Items, 4.
Okay, so items 4.
Widgets, scroll area.
So this widget scroll area is my existing widgets.
New widgets, scroll area.
This is the new widget scroll area. And of course, I'm doing VO right arrow, Control from right arrow.
Done button.
The done button.
App Store button.
App Store.
Notification center preferences button.
And then notification center preferences again. And if I do VO left arrow, Control left arrow.
App Store button.
That's to look for more widgets on the Mac App Store. I'm not going to do that in this demonstration. So let me just go back to the widget scroll area.
Done button. New widgets scroll area. Widgets scroll area.
And of course for that I was doing VO left arrow, Control left arrow. Let's interact with this scroll area. So Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with widgets scroll area. 23 items. Do not disturb widget.
Okay, so we've got the Do Not Disturb widget.
Remove button.
Now, the remove button is to do with the next I'm about to go to. So if I want to remove...
Today is Ron Hutton's birthday button.
Today is Ron Hutton's birthday.
Remove button.
I just went back up to it. I'm going to do VR spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press remove button. Do Not Disturb widget is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, so Do Not Disturb is in the voiceover cursor. Now if I come down again...
Remove button.
Remove button, so you can tell that today one's already been removed. The next one to remove is...
Weather editable widget.
Which I don't want to do. Weather.
Remove button.
Remove for. Next one.
Social editable widget.
Social, which I don't want to do.
Remove button.
Remove button again for.
World clock editable widget.
World clock. Come down again.
Remove button.
And come down again.
Your calendar looks clear in the morning. There are 3 events scheduled and the first one starts at...
Okay, and that's the calendar view and that's it. So just remember that when you're reading up and down this list with VO... down arrow or up arrow, when you're coming down, when you hear the remove button is for the item that you're about to read next with the VO down arrow. Okay, so I've got those items in my widgets. So if I uninteract, so Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with widgets scroll area.
Now do VO writing controls from right arrow. Remember, we're still in edit.
New widgets, scroll area.
Let's see what new widgets are currently available for me. So interact, shift VO, dinner, shift control option, dinner.
Interact with new widgets, scroll area. 10 items, today's summary.
Today's summary, and that's what I just removed. Okay, so if I go to the right, VO right arrow.
Add button.
There's the add button. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Today's summary.
I'm just going to come down. VO down, control option down arrow.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Calendar.
Calendar.
Reminders.
Reminders.
Stocks.
Stocks, okay. So let's say, for example, I want to put the calculator widget in. VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
Reminders. Calendar. Calculator.
And there it is. Now VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Add button.
And add it.
Press add button.
Now if I go to the top of this window.
Zero. Cancel button. Negate button. Percent button.
Okay, so it's brought up the calculator straight away. So I don't want to currently use it. I'm going to uninteract. Shift VO up arrow. Shift control up arrow.
Stop interacting with calculator widget.
Thank you. Okay, so now what it's put me back into is the list of current widgets that I've already got selected. So if I go to the top of the screen,
do not disturb widget.
Do not disturb.
Remove button.
And here's our remove buttons.
Calculator widget. Remove button. Weather editable widget. Remove button. Social editable widget. Remove button. World clock editable widget. Remove button. Your calendar looks clear.
Okay, and that's it. So uninteract. Shift VO arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with widgets, scroll area.
And if I go VO left arrow, control option left arrow now.
Items 4.
Okay, I've still got 4 items in there because I took out the today and put back in calculator. So if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Widgets, scroll, new widgets, scroll area.
That's the new widget scroll area again. And then let's go VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Done button.
Because remember, both the widget scroll area for removing and the new widgets scroll area for adding, that was all in the edit area. Now I'm going to just choose the done button. VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press done button.
So if I now do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notifications, radio button, 2 of 2. Widgets, scroll area. Edit button. Notification center preferences button.
Okay, we're back to the main screen. So that was basically the today's screen. So back to the top of the window.
Today, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notifications, radio button, and 2 of 2.
Notifications.
Press notifications, selected, radio button. 2 of 2.
Now if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notifications table.
Notifications table, if I keep going.
Notification center preferences button.
That's the notifications preferences again. So back to the left, VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Notifications table.
Interact.
Interact with notifications table.
Now unlike the widgets, which actually give you information about weather and I can use the social media and clock and so on, these are the actual notifications from the applications that you've got installed on the Mac. So if I go to the top of the table.
Messages, clear button, row 1 of 12.
Got the messages clear button, I come down.
Message bank, 1159M, call 101, you have one new voice message.
Okay, so I've got one new voicemail message.
Twitter, clear button.
Okay, this is the Twitter notification, come down again.
Mentioned button, one row added, Twitter, mentioned by a Jack728. At Woodbridge, I wish they would put a widget back in iOS that would let us do that.
Okay, so that was about my tweet about tweeting from the notifications center in the social widget, about saying that it had to be nice if they had that back in iOS 8 again. And just a quick note, as I was actually editing this particular demo, a friend of mine, Scott Erickson, tweeted as a response to that tweet about the Facebook, Twitter, etc. not being available in iOS 8. He informed me that if you indeed search for an app on the App Store in iOS called Tap to Share, that will put the post to Facebook and tweet to Twitter back in the notification center in iOS 8. So that's just some last minute information with you. And now back to my original recording. And of course, to modify those notifications, that's where you would choose notification preferences. So if I come out of there, that table, shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting with notifications table.
And then do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notification center preferences button.
Okay, that's the preferences button. VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press kind finder. System Preferences is launched in the background.
They didn't take me into System Preferences notification. If I press Command Tab.
System Preferences.
There it is now.
System Preferences. Notifications. Window. Applications. Table. Do not disturb. Selected has keyboard focus.
Okay, so here's the Applications table for Notification Center. So if I interact.
Interact with Applications table.
And jump to the top.
Do not disturb. Row 1 of 32.
And come down.
In Notification Center.
Okay, that's in Notification Center. And if I did VO down or drop some down arrow.
Calendar, badges, sounds, alerts. Mail, badges, sounds, banners. Messages, badges, sounds, banners. Reminders, badges, sounds, alerts. Safari, badges, sounds, banners.
Keep in mind that each one of these, I can actually stop on one of them, uninteract to have it in Notification Center, and of course to change the alerts for the notification. So for example, I'm currently on Safari, and I really don't need Safari in my Notification Center. So I'm going to uninteract.
Stop interacting with Applications table.
And do VO right over Control Right to get to the checkbox to uncheck it for the Notification Center.
Safari alert style. None. Radio button. Banners. Alerts. Banners appear. Show notification. Show in Notification Center. Checked. Checkbox.
Okay, so I'm going to uncheck it.
Notifications. Window. Toolbar.
Now if I come back to the Applications table.
Applications. Table.
And interact.
Interact with Applications. Table. Row 32 of 32. Selected.
I'm now on row 32 of the entire table. Under Not in Notification Center. So if I read the current item with VO F3 and Control and F3.
Safari, badges, sounds, banners, row 32 of 32, cell 3 items.
Okay, so I'm on Safari. So if I do VO up arrow, Control and up arrow now, I'll find the other items that I've taken out of Notification Center.
MacRumors.com, MacDressed, Banner, 9 to 5 Mac, TechCrunch, Bet, AT Mac, Bet, The Mac Observer, Amadeus Light, Badge, Tech Review, Banner, iDownloadBlog.iTunes, Badges, Game Center, Bad, Not in Notification Center.
Okay, so they were all under Not in Notification Center. If I do VO, upper, upper, drops, and upper, one more time.
FaceTime, badges, sounds, banners. Shazam, badges, sounds, banners.
Okay, these are all the items that I've currently got still in the notifications area. Okay, and of course, to close that, I can just do Command Q to quit out of the whole system preferences.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD.
And back into Notification Center, so VOM twice.
Menu Extras, Dropbox 2.10.
Go to the end of the Extras menu.
Notification Center, Menu Extra.
Via Spacebar, Control from Spacebar.
Notification Center, Notification Table Window, System Dialog.
And I can do VO right over, Control from right over.
Notifications, selected, radio button, 2 of 2.
Okay, and we're back to the Notifications Center, and of course one at the left of it.
Today, radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, is the Today view. And of course, if I wanted to access the Today view again, via
press
spacebar.
Today, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
Yeah, right arrow.
Notifications, radio button, widgets, scroll area.
Back to the widgets, scroll area, current widgets.
Edit button.
Edit the existing widgets or select new one.
Notification Center Preferences button.
And of course the notification preferences that we were just in. So that concludes this run through of the Notification Center for both the Today and Notification View screens. And basically keep in mind that the main difference between Mavericks and Yosemite Now is that you have a Today view and a Notifications Center view. Plus the fact that you now have widgets to add much more functionality to the Notification Center. Of course, you can actually remove or add widgets, and you can use the App Store within the widget edit area to download and install new widgets as well as they become available. And of course, the System Preferences button there to change what's in your Notification Center view screen. To come out of notifications, I'm just going to press Escape.
Finder, desktop.
And I'm out. So, as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.